Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock and roll, it's a Ryder Cup Red Friday. Say that five times fast.
That's like saying frequent Parker program for my friends over at Parking Go. Some of those things are hard to say. Or Detroit Red Wings. So it's Ryder Cup Red Friday.
You better believe it, baby.
I'm excited, man.
It gets you juiced up when you see a guy dressed up as the American Eagle or Paul Revere or George Washington.
It really does, yes.
Painted faces like Braveheart, but it's all just red, white, and blue.
So hello, America.
Yes, yeah, guys in American flag tuxedos today out there at Bethpage. Man, it looked awesome already this morning.
they haven't even teed off on the course. Haven't even teed off on the cold ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Because everybody's hands are just like empty, and that will change. Because I'm assuming that they will start. I mean, there can't be rules in New York. Like they start when the tournament starts.
Yeah, you got the 6 a.m. license in New York, which means you can stop and start it. No, New York is a 24-hour city. Like you can get a beer anytime
you want. The city never sleeps.
No, it never does. Yeah, that's exactly right. You just have to be a barkeep wanting to keep a bar open at 4 in the morning or something like that. But, you know, this is going to be outstanding. I'm so glad we have it on here today. And, you know, I was thinking about this kind of really all week. I mean, we're shaping up for one of the best sports weekends that we've seen in, you know, quite some time. I mean, there is a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, the non-golfer to say it, I think it carries more weight than you because you're a huge golf fan, right?
Sure.
You're like, oh, this is great. This is awesome.
Yeah.
This right now, and I was telling you this before the show started, like if you're one of these folks who's like, oh, golf, all this kind of stuff. Remember the Four Nations hockey tournament back in February and everybody watched USA versus Canada and everybody got into that? That's exactly what this is like. This is like the Four Nations hockey tournament. You got into that. You didn't like hockey. You can get into this if you don't like golf because it's all about America versus Europe. And you got dudes in tuxedos that look like the American flag and all this kind of stuff. It's going to be spectacular just watching what's going on. They already interviewed some British guy who tried to talk trash. Nobody knew what he said and it fell flat. I mean, we're watching it. We're going, and the reporter quickly moved away.
Like, where's your student stuff? We're taking ourselves physically, mentally. And they're like, all right. Okay. And then they go to the next guy. He's like, I was born for this. USA. You're just like, that's the guy.
That's
like,
the guy right there.
Veer from that guy. Drill this guy.
All right, like, let's give equal there. Opportunity. Let's see what the Europeans are saying. And this guy went into some trash talk that made no sense to anybody. And they're like, all right, back to you. Just yell USA. And
he's
the guy
wearing just a bland charcoal polo. No European, you know, swagger.
Yeah.
Stuff being cigarettes and stuff. All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
So. But dude, this is insane weekend. I told you guys on Wednesday, the planets aligned perfectly to my Uranus when it came to this weekend because Ryder Cup starts today, Oktoberfest in Lee Summit. So German beer, hopefully some lamb fries.
Yeah. I hope you don't get some lamb fries because if you're into the lamb fry portion,
they sell them at Casey Beer.
Thanks, Stoker. That was the beer rock that they sell there.
Yeah.
But no, the lamb fries, if you're into the lamb fries at any part of the night, you've crossed that line. You're eating testicles of a lamb.
I bet you'd eat lamb fries if you went to day one of the Ryder Cup.
No, you wouldn't get after that on Friday. But you've never eaten testicles, right? You've never had Rocky Mountain oysters or anything like that.
No,
you'd be definitely aware of it. The texture is to a level that I just can't describe until you have it. And you're like, nope, not going to do that again. So, no. That and goat cheese can go, you know, kick rocks. But
dude, goat cheese is great.
It's just one thing. I just won't eat it. Just not for me. It's awful.
But, yeah, so I got to say, in this weekend, Oktoberfest on Friday, as well as
football.
As well as tomorrow's college slate, right?
Like, according to Binkley, this is the weekend of the year.
Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah. Because he was telling me last week, because I was like, dude, you sold me a bill of goods on college football. Right. These games are not very good today. It's way too much.
Hey, well, there's a big bundle of suck out there, quarterback, Bob.
Yeah,
but really. Then you have, then our Saturday night, Blink-182's in town. That's like my childhood band. Woo. So then that gets added to the slate. Sunday then, Red Zone until 3 o'clock, Chiefs and Ravens at 3:25. And, I mean, I think that's, you know, we'll talk about it in the script. I think this is going to be one of those games where you don't have fingernails left. You're yelling at your cat or your dog. You're
don't
going
say
outside.
That. Tom Brady got in trouble by PETA this week.
Well, he said kid.
Yeah, like, he did. I'm yeah, but you're still yelling. Peter is going to get out there and get all over you, okay. Man. Okay, so be careful about that. You don't want Peter showing up.
But that's going to be a great game. And then unknowing like how this Ryder Cup finishes, you go full circle into the
what
weekend.
Time will it finish on Sunday?
God, I mean, well, you don't know because it could be over on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like before we because last
true,
year,
yeah.
Last year or 2 years ago, the tournament started and in the morning session, the Europeans went 4-0.
Right.
And you were just like, well,
it's over.
It's like going 0-4 in the first 4 weeks of the NFL season. You're like, okay, time to trade, time to do all this. And the Americans were pretty much out of it. In fact, the European team has absolutely destroyed the Americans. They have won from 95 to 2014. They've won 8 of the last 10.
Wow, that's incredible.
And the last 4, it's gone alternate. So it was USA, Europe, and now we're back. And we'll get into the Ryder Cup.
So it should be USA today that wins that. And
I mean, look at that.
I know, it's awesome. The Jack Nicklaus stat. It looks like he's going into Canton with that bust,
man. I'm
right?
going to try to get to 10 a.m., but I'm not sure I will.
Well, we'll get you through. Mitch is coming in studio today. He's got a camera crew, so you'll be focused.
What?
You know, Mitch is coming in with a camera crew today.
It's
so
like
I'm
we're
excited
never on
about
camera.
That. Right, we're never on TV or YouTube or anything like that, but I'm excited about that. And don't forget, too, we got baseball pennant races. You woke up this morning. Did you look at the American League East standings?
You better believe it.
Another call. Collapse happening. Toronto and the Yankees are tied going into the final weekend of the season. Detroit has a one-game lead over Cleveland going into the final
Bobby
three games of the season.
Bobby Witt Jr. is only 2 hits shy of leading the American League.
That's
in
crazy.
Hits. Look at this.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want more? Right?
So there's just so much
and
going
the weather?
On. And the weather's going to be, I mean, it's just going to be an unbelievable,
America.
Unbelievable type of weekend, you know, not just here, but everywhere. It's a great sports weekend that has so much on tap. Let me ask you this, because I was also thinking about this. Let me ask you something about my pizza cutter. Do you guys, and I don't know, I think it's viewed differently in Baltimore than it is viewed here in Kansas City. We're kind of rivals. I mean, when I was thinking about it today, we play them in football every year, and then we play them in baseball all the time, too, when it comes to the postseason, right? In 2014, we had to beat them. Last year, we had to beat them. We've beaten them, what, 5 out of 6 times in football? If you're Baltimore right now, and you're waking up in that town, and you're looking at the schedule and going, I don't want to see Kansas City in any sport, man. Like Baltimore should be looking at us as kind of like what their kryptonite has been. Like, I don't want anything to do with Kansas City. They beat us all the time and everything.
I don't know. I mean, I think that it's definitely, I don't know if this makes sense. I don't think it's a rivalry between teams.
No, I think it's a rivalry between towns.
I think it's a rivalry between quarterbacks because I think Lamar has the mentality that you have. The only time Lamar Jackson has beaten Patrick Mahomes was on 4th and goal in the 4th quarter where it was like, you want to do this, Lamar? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And they scored.
And it was at home.
And it was in Kansas City.
No, I think they beat us in Baltimore.
I thought it was in KC.
No,
was it in KC?
It was a season opener like 4 years ago.
There was one in Baltimore, though, that I think they beat us in, too. Or maybe we came back in that. He's 1-5 against Kansas City. Is that what the number is?
1-5. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that game was 2022. And it was the opener.
Was the COVID? There was a COVID game in Baltimore a couple of years ago that I remember the Ravens winning. And
4th and 9 was here. We beat them. We beat Baltimore in the AFC Championship game there. That's the last time we played them. Mm-hmm. Then we beat them last year
with the toe. Yeah.
And then what was
it? I think it was at Baltimore.
It was
35-36.
Yeah.
It was 2021.
Yeah. 36-30. We put the high score in front of the low score. 36-35. Because I remember. Well, I mean, do it right. It's pretty simple. You put the high score in front. It's,
yeah, that's kind of like a Karen complaint.
That's kind of what sports is. You never say, oh, we lost today 2-7.
That's the same thing as like being like the MLB.
Well, no, that's true too. It's not how you say it. It is what it is.
You don't know what you're
talking
those
about.
Those are like the little, like, eh,
nah, it's not. Not for me. It's
thank
not.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
I guarantee you the MLB pisses more people off than just me, and giving the low score in front of the high score does as well. So there it is. That's my take for the day. But rivalry-wise, because I remember that game. He did a backflip. It was COVID. It was one of Josh's first games on the sideline. That's why I remember that one being in Baltimore. So that's the only time that they got us, right? We beat them in baseball all the time. Like, if you're Baltimore, you just don't want to see Kansas City on your schedule for anything whatsoever, because it kind of does feel like we are their kryptonite. And if you're Baltimore fans this morning, you're probably looking at, oh God, we got to go to Kansas City again and take on a team from Kansas City. We just can't seem to beat them. And so I hope that continues this weekend, because it's a big one, man. Let's go get this win.
Nervous?
No.
Mac?
I think I'm more nervous for the Ryder Cup right now. Like, America getting a win.
Well, Europe's got our ass, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'd say I'm nervous. I mean, I don't know what nervous, but do I think that this team could lose this game? Yes, absolutely.
What's your confident meter? 51% full?
Yeah, 51%. But the thing is, I'm not nervous because if they lose this game, the season is not over.
No, it's definitely not. People who are
division,
saying that.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Depends on what, you know, the Chargers do this weekend and the rest of the way as well. I don't think nervous is the right word to use.
Anxious.
Yes. Anxious. I'm anticipating it.
There's more pressure on the Chiefs than there are the Ravens, in my opinion.
Well, I think you're right about that. Yeah, because people are looking at the Ravens right now. They're all banged up. You know, they don't know what to do.
AFC North is not good.
According to Vegas, there's more pressure on Baltimore.
Well, yeah, because of the odds. But I mean,
they're coming in the favorite. They're expected to win.
Yeah.
I'm just saying from a division standpoint, like, I think the Ravens are going to win the division if they win or lose this game, personally. I think the AFC West is a much different scenario right
yeah
now.
Right
it's a better division.
Yeah. Do you really think Baltimore's a lock for that division?
I think they're the best team in that division still.
I mean, I think it's just them and Pittsburgh right now. I think Cincinnati's done like dinner. I think obviously Cleveland's whoever they are.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, just the other two, not Cincinnati, but Baltimore and Pittsburgh battling for that division right now. So, I mean, it could be interesting. I don't know how that one's going to ultimately play out, but I mean, it's not nerves. It's anxious. I'm ready for the game. Like, you know, I'm always ready for the game on Friday, right? You get here and it's time. We've talked about it all week. Game plans, you know, put the hay in the barn, all that kind of stuff. We get Mitch to kind of come in and fire us up a little bit and do all that. Like, I'm ready for the game to kick off. I'm ready for this team, and I'm more anxious for this team right now just to go out there and get a victory and end all the kind of nonsensical conversations that have been happening about this team. Because if they win this game, now we're back to 2-2. Now you're back to 500. Now you just beat Baltimore, and now you're really feeling good about yourself, both internally and externally as well, for this organization. Because I know there are so many people out there nationally that are waiting for the final shoe to drop so they can pounce on the Chiefs.
Yeah, but you got a big trap game next week at Jags.
Yeah.
Right before the Detroit Lions. You got to watch out for that trap game.
Yeah, I don't think any game now for the Chiefs is a trap game, right? Like the Chiefs can't look at any game as a trap game or overlook anybody at this point in time. And I'm just excited to see what Xavier Worthy can do, man. Guy's dancing out there yesterday. Look like he's ready to go. Like, he's feeling it. I know dancing doesn't equate to making plays. I get all that. But just to see the energy that he's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to bring the vibe. Yeah. And it brings everybody else's energy up, too. You see this kid's going to play, you feel better about going into the game. Like, if you're Patrick Mahomes, you probably say, all right, we got our weapon back now.
Chiefs win nothing 35.
Yep. Well played. Well played. Well played. Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.